Today's scripture reading is Psalm 145 and can be found on the page 621 of your Pew Bible. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your work to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of your glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome work, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning again. That was a little bit longer scripture reading this morning, but when I tried to pare it down, I didn't know what I could cut out. It just went on and on about how good God is, and that's what I want to talk about today. We live in a very selfie-focused world, don't we? It's everywhere now. More and more, life has become centered on the individual. It's all about me. What I'm doing, what I want, who I'm with. It's all about my experience and my rights. I see that permeated in our culture everywhere as I look around. But for the Christian, life should be different. Life is not all about me. The Christian life is about God. When we get hung up on what we want, what we think, what we expect, we get looking at the circumstances around us, we get bogged down with the small things in life, and that heads us down a path of frustration, negativity, and discouragement. I've been down that path many times myself. This world is such a negative place. And as Christians, we need to be intentional and deliberate if we want to live counter to that culture. I'd like to propose the idea that one way to be intentional about living counterculturally is to learn how to praise God and practice praise regularly. I believe that our mindset and attitude are directly influenced by the degree to which we praise God. Praise, in a sense, becomes our spiritual pulse. So, how is your pulse these days? Is it strong and regular? Or is it too slow? Or maybe it's thin and thready? I'd like to define the word praise as I'm using it this morning. Praise is the act of expressing adoration and admiration to God. It's about God, about his character, who he is. It's not just about what he does for us or our response to the circumstances in life. I didn't take the time to go through all of Scripture and find out how many times we're told to praise God. After all, I only work 25 hours a week. But if you're familiar at all with Scripture, you know that it's an important concept for the believer, and it's a command from God to us. Jesus showed significance about how significant praise was when he taught his disciples how to pray in the Lord's Prayer. He began with praise. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he ended it with praise. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Jesus taught us to sandwich our requests between two slices of praise. Praise is important to God. We need to praise him for many reasons. And a few that I thought about were that he, first of all, deserves it. He's the God who created and holds the universe together. How many people watched the lightning show last night? Was that cool or what? And that was just a minute, tiny little peek into the power of our Almighty God. He deserves our praise. The second thing I thought about was that we're in a relationship with God. That's how we talk about it as a Christian. And in any healthy relationship, there needs to be expression of love and appreciation going both ways, from both sides. Another thing I thought about was that God is good. We need to praise him because he is good. Many of you are familiar with the experience that Marla had almost 2 years ago when she was giving birth to Judah. And there were complications, and they thought they were going to lose the baby, and then we thought we were going to lose Marla. And things went from bad to worse, and by the grace of God, we still have them both today. But shortly after that experience, I was relating to my daughter-in-law and son this experience, and I said, God has been so good to us during this time. And my beautiful daughter-in-law said to me, he would still be good, even if it had turned out differently. And she was right. And I loved that she could say that to me. God is good all the time, and we need to praise him. Since it's such an important matter in Scripture, I got to wondering why God would command us to worship him and to praise him. What does praise do for us? What does praise do for God? And how in the world can we praise God well? Praise does many things for us. I have a few ideas that I came across, and I couldn't include everything. But God knows what's good for us, and he has decided that we should praise him because it's good for us. Praise brings us into the presence of God and invites his presence in our midst. God dwells in the praises of his people. That's what Scripture tells us. Just like drawing back the curtains that lets the sun shine in, so praise opens our hearts to God's goodness in our lives. It makes room for God's blessings over our lives. Praise also gets our focus on God and off of ourselves. Remembering who he is and what he's capable of builds our trust and faith in God. Our spirits are renewed and refreshed. Praise brings us into a place of humility, a very good posture to have when we approach our holy God. Praise can become a driving force, giving us motivation and energy. It can spur us on to become doers of the word instead of just dreamers. Praise brings hope. Every year I choose one word to focus on for the whole year, and I listen to the music, I sing the music, I listen to the scripture, I read books on that one topic to see what I can glean. And this year my word is hope. And I must confess that hope has been very elusive to me this year to really get a grasp on it. But one thing I've noticed recently is that praise builds hope. Our souls are lifted out of despair, and hope is reborn as we praise God. Praise is also a weapon. It limits the work of the enemy in our lives. In both the Old and the New Testament, there are stories that things happen in the spiritual realm when we praise God, when God's people praise God. And one other thing that I thought was kind of unique and interesting was that it lets other people know what God has done. In a sense, it's an evangelism tool. So what does praise do for God? It benefits him as well. It acknowledges that he's supreme, giving him honor where honor is due, giving him glory. It gives him permission to work in our lives and releases his power. Being thankful completes the blessing. That's something that Pastor Mike shared just recently. Being thankful completes the blessing. Can you imagine how satisfying it is to God to see his blessing come full circle in our lives? Praise pleases him. And I don't know about you, but I just long to praise God. And it can be, or to please God. And it can be as easy as praising him. I came across a saying when my children were small that stuck with me, and I have it up on my desk now. It says, "The only thing I can give to God is praise. Everything else is already his." We choose to give praise. We choose or not. It's an act of the will. We can withhold our praise of God, or we can give it. So here are some ways to praise God, if you're wondering, how do I even begin? Start by thinking of Jesus' life. Jesus is the love song of God. Ponder his character and his actions, and thank the Father for what Jesus did for you. Just begin by naming the attributes of God, the characteristics of God, that he's eternal, that he's all-powerful, that he knows everything, that he's everywhere all the time, even right here, right now. Talk to him. Seems like a simple thing, but I know I don't do it enough. We're in a relationship with him, and people in relationship are supposed to talk to each other. Count your blessings. Just start writing down everything that you can think of that is a blessing in your life and see how many pages you can write. Remember the before and the after in your life. If you didn't have a come to Jesus moment, if you grew up in the church, you still have before and after moments. Before Jesus entered into that situation, before Jesus changed your heart, and what it's like now. Turn your need prayers into praise. An example of this would be, Lord, I need this, and I know that you're able to provide it. Give him more of yourself. Maybe that one little thing that you've been holding back on. Help others. Matthew 25 tells us that when you help the least among you, you're doing it to Jesus. Think of all the things you enjoy in life that bring you pleasure. Nature, work, play, family, music, friends, horses. Just saying, I really like them. Tell him what a good job he's done with those things that bring you pleasure. Think of the intangibles that he gives, his grace, his second and third and 158th chance. His peace and assurance, belonging, forgiveness, hope, even faith is a gift from God. Sing to him. Now you may say, oh, he doesn't want me to sing. But I would disagree. He does want you to sing. When my child, when they were small, or my grandchildren as they're growing up, bring me their scribbles as a gift, I don't snicker and hand it back to them and say, bring something better. Sing, even if you can't sing. It's pure music to God's ears when it comes from your heart. Sometimes I think I'm so concerned about how other people feel and what other people think that I don't even stop to think about how God feels and what God thinks. Learn to see the world through God's eyes. When you're struggling, when you're weary or fearful or doubtful or just don't even like it, don't feel like it, give him a sacrifice of praise. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were locked away in prison. And from what I understand, the prisons back then weren't like the prisons here. They were pretty miserable. And Paul and Silas were singing praises to God. They weren't singing praises to God because of their circumstances. They were singing praises to God because they loved God. And they were saying, in a sense, no matter what, God, I will love you and I will serve you. As humans living in a fallen world, we need to cultivate a habit of praise. It's not something that comes easily to most of us. We need to become aware of the world around us. That's the first step, I think. Being able to see where God is all around us. Because the other things are slapping us in the face all the time. Here's an exercise for you. The kids got an exercise today. Try remembering once an hour to send up a prayer of praise. Just a little arrow prayer. And if that sounds like too much, maybe once an hour is too much, try doing it just maybe at a mealtime, one mealtime a day, or all the times you eat, or all the times you do something. Or maybe just at bedtime at night, fall asleep praising God. read his love letter to you. He didn't have it written for himself. He had it written for us. And he has things he wants us to know. Accept his will for you. And that's a tough one when you think things aren't the way they should be. But if you can step forward in faith and accept what God is offering you instead of what you want, that's a form of praise to God. Cultivate a sense of wonder and amazement. Another little saying that I have up at my desk is this: wonder is involuntary praise. And I love that. I was thinking about that with the lightning last night, wondering if lightning strikes a lake, do all the fish die? John said no. But I was wondering, you know? Another thing we can do is to do the hard work of facing and working on the issues in your life. This, in a sense, says, you are trustworthy, God. I'm safe with you. You can get me through this. And that's a form of praise. There is nothing fair in a broken world. This side of heaven, things will rarely be completely right or just. So learn to be thankful for those times when you see that. While things are good, if this is a hard thing for you, while things are good, for example, with renewed energy and enthusiasm as Pastor Jeff and Susan begin worshiping and leading us, cultivate a life habit of prayer, of praise. If you work on praise when things are good, the habit will be established when things aren't so good. And finally, start today. Here are a few questions to ponder. Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt used or taken advantage of? Where there's only taking on the part of the other person, no gratitude or thanks or praise? Why have you chosen to enter into a relationship with Jesus? How has God benefited your life? Tell him how much you appreciate him. Now is the time to lean in, not tomorrow. Don't start tomorrow. Start today. Now is the time to lean in. We have not called Pastor Jeff to come and do the work of the church. We are the church. He is coming to shepherd this living body of Christ. Let's begin with praise. God desires our whole heart, longs for us to know him, wants to bless us, and calls us closer. We can accomplish all of these things more by learning to praise him from genuine hearts. I truly believe that a whole new world will open up for us. It'll open up for you in your personal life and in our life together as a church when we learn to make it a habit to praise our good, good God. Let's pray together. Thank you, good God, for who you are, that you are holy. We can't contaminate you. We thank you for that. That you're wise. beyond what we can imagine, that you're eternal and you're righteous and you're sovereign in all that you do, that you're near to us, that you are truth, that you're unchanging, that you're merciful. Thank you that you've adopted us into your family. Thank you that you accept us right where we are, warts and all, and are not satisfied with leaving us there. Thank you that you desire good things for us, Lord, growth and maturity in our relationship with you and with each other. We thank you, Lord, for the presence in this room, for your presence in our lives. We thank you for Jesus, for what he accomplished for us. Amen.